Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, Kara. I ordered something from you all back in February the 4th for $7.95. I have my receipt number. Can you tell me what it is? 25-88-98-011. My order number.
Can you provide me with your zip code, ma'am?
78242.
And you stated that 78242, correct?
Yes.
Your first and last name?
Aurora Garcia.
One moment. Yes, ma'am. I do see an account here listed to confirm that this is correct. Could you verify your shipping address?
It's 9011 5FIVE Palms PALMS Drive, San Antonio, Texas, 78242.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I see that they have you here. Previously, you paid the postage signing up for the pulse oximeter.
Okay, so why did I get charged $54 again?
So it looks like what's taking place here is that they have you completing the survey for the free gift resulting signing up. They have you paying the subscription fee to the store that sponsored the survey as well.
I don't want the subscription fee. It's $54.97. I didn't ask for that.
Yes, ma'am. Signing up for the free gift, it subscribes you to the store as well, is what I'm stating.
Well, it didn't say that. It just said for doing the survey, I could get a free gift.
Okay. Well, I do apologize if the terms will not
be. Can you just cancel it all? Cancel both things?
I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
Okay. Let's cancel everything, the gift and the subscription. I don't want any of that. If I'm going to be charged with something extra, I don't want it. It didn't tell me that on the website. It just said, do the survey and you get a free gift. You pay shipping and handling. That's it.
As I was stating, I do apologize if the terms were unnoticed to your knowledge. I understand you don't wish to further continue. I'm able to get this subscription discontinued. They do have that you paid the postage to receive the item and that it has already been shipped. So I wouldn't be able to do anything about that situation. Regarding the transaction, I would be advised to issue you a 35% credit on the charge.
Wait a minute. What are you going to give me charge for? What are you going to give me 35 credit for?
As it is listed into the terms signing up for the free gift.
Okay, what about the $54.97?
That's what I'm referring to, ma'am.
No, I'm not going to do that. I could call my bank and tell the bank that y'all are doing fraud because I didn't sign up for that. You know, I signed up for the gift, the free gift that it offered. That's it, not $54. Why would I pay $54 for a pulse machine when you could get it for $20 at the store?
As the information that we do have here is valid, you can hold one moment while I see what I can get further situated for you, ma'am. So at this moment, I was advised that a full credit of the $54.97 could be issued as a refund, and it'll take 3 to 5 business days to post into your account.
So you're not going to charge me. How am I going to know for sure that this is going to happen? Do I have a
confirmation?
You'll
receive a refund and confirmation email.
And what is your name?
My name is Kyra, K-Y-R-A.
K-R-Y-A?
K-Y-R-A.
Kyra what?
Kyra S.
Why are you getting mad?
I'm not getting mad. I'm projecting my voice because I don't think that you can hear me correctly.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And your extension? So I'll know that for sure I get my money back because...
I don't have an extension number, ma'am. You may not speak with me if you contact customer service. And again, as we do have multiple representatives here.
All right. So how many days did you say it'll take?
3 to 5 business days.
There we go again. 3 to 5. Getting mad again.
No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm speaking more clearly so that you can hear me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay.